You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Who will win tomorrow? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce talked with a pair of BYU professors who say it's anyone's guess.
BYU political science professor Adam Dine says we may not know for sure who won the presidency on election night because many states are doing mostly mail-in ballots for the first time.
I think the laws on the books say they can't even start processing those mail-in ballots until after all of the polling closes. As anyone in Utah has seen, and with past elections, it can still take a while before you get all the results in, and especially with the close election, and it can take a while to know who won.
And there'll be lots of votes to count.
Early voting turnout is very high. I've seen some indications that we're already, in some places, almost hitting the number of people who voted early altogether. So that makes it, I think, also hard to predict who's going to turn out. If turnout is higher than normal.
Even so, Professor Richard Davis says there are a lot of undecided people.
You're going to have huge numbers on November 3rd. It's up in the air in the sense that what's going to happen in the polls are reflecting that uncertainty.
In 2016, polls in several swing states gave Hillary Clinton a slight edge, but Donald Trump ended up winning them. Professor Dine says that happens a lot.
You're also having to estimate who is actually going to vote. That could be tricky to do. You can ask people if they're going to vote, and people, you know, there's a bias towards people saying they're going to vote, even if they actually aren't, because they kind of feel like that's what you're supposed to say.
Right now, President Trump and Joe Biden are in a dead heat in a lot of swing states, and Professor Davis says there's a possibility lawyers could end up deciding the election.
The polls are very close in Ohio. They're close in Wisconsin. They're close in Iowa. They're close in, very close in North Carolina. So, you know, any one of those states could potentially be the source of legal action.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A million Utahns have already cast their ballots, and you've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.